I see. Well, I tell you.
Long back there, it looked like when the old folks started taking sick, to go around the community. And one day, it looked like all of them went to follow them. Yeah. Or they all lived, they pulled together. They didn't fuss and fight and all and talk about one another like we do now.
Yeah.
Doing bad.
I don't think so.
Because if one comes to visit the Uden, and he ain't got what the Uden got, when he go home, he got an armload.
Yeah.
They hope one another, but now you go to somebody's house, that's a drink of water, you got to roll their eyes. And that's the cheapest thing in the world.
I know there's a difference, a big difference.
Let me have King grinds. I'd come to your house and we grind King, kill hogs. We'll go around like that, but now, shoot. I'll tell those songs also. I'm gonna do
well, now, you can tell they done that. But the man that's living now, you take off James up here. What's his name? Charlie James. And you take,
Old Man Woodward.
You know now. You know that. They wasn't the sort of people that talk about you.
Mm-hmm. I tell you one thing, Mr. Miles. I can remember that. Just like you was home, and you get sick, all the community boy, they wake him up on the coast of the penny.
Yeah.
You go in there, fly and hold it.
Yeah.
And come back, and you're not big problem. You won't cost you one penny.
Yeah.
That back long then, just like Mama got sick. Night and day, they'd be in the house. Somebody'd be there all day and all night.
Yeah.
I mean, then the hospital had to walk, see the horses out there, hold them on long breath tails.
Yeah.
That long apron headed to the sawing for his old house. Go there and help her wash and clean up.
Yeah.
Wait on the sick.
That's
well,
right.
Well, by the time her to leave to go cook her stuff and thing at home, there's some another old sister come across the field. Her save pipe or a big dipper snuff or something. Shoot. Didn't have all these doctors
in hospitals
then either. Yeah. My baby gets sick and see me under my arm. Where you going? Lord, my baby's sick. I don't know what's the matter. I thought I'd run over there for the child, bring that baby on in here. Get that hoe and dig up some kind of roots or nothing, and bar or something and pour it down that young and mild. 30 minutes, you out there playing.
Yeah.
They didn't run to the doctor every time they got to run to the doctor.
No.
Get some cast off or help us all the time in blue.
Oh, shoot, I'm setting here. I'm getting stiff. Take it down. Did you say drink plenty of water with it? Oh, you can't taste it. It's a pill. You can't taste it, can you? Is that right? That sun could get warm.
That sun could get warm. Looks to me like that sun already hot out there.
Well, if I was out there in the middle of the field, it wouldn't be near as hot as it is, you know, just going in now. You don't get
it. Old man, I went one time. He don't want you to sing in the field, he wants to talk to you. Everything. As long as by 11 o'clock, I started looking at the sun. Well, Lord, you done put it in the hanger now. Sure, I'm going to let it out the hanger. I want that piece of bread. All right, let's see. And even about 3 o'clock, I look up at the sun. Well, Lord, you let this white man's son get on over behind the back tree and just put it in the hangar. Let it out the hangar with my son and ride. It's just so mad at you about three. What's going to happen now? Okay. Or if it's joking, you're going to get fired. Another man don't get off. I hear an incident time. But ain't nothing to do, Kevin, go home. Level in the dosing. Mm-hmm. What you mean by the son of the hell? I'm gonna get ready to tell him I'd hang up on the regular movie. Didn't I hear you say something about the white man's son going down and your son lies? I don't know if that's right. What you mean by that? As well as you work all day from sun up to sundown, that's your son. I said, when God let the moon ride, that's my son. I like to walk the road and do as I please from the time moon rides to look around. You heard somebody go out the field and come back that evening. See, from now on, you girls can laugh and talk out in the field all you want.
Is that right? You ever hear that, Rootsy?
I'm
just
going to play you and laugh and talk. You see, you can laugh and talk.
That same fella?
This old man will tell you, as soon as you leave the barn, all right, you can leave that laughing and talking here at 12 o'clock. Laughing and talking on your time, not mine.
Yeah.
1 o'clock, you can leave that laughing and talking and sniggling here until knocking off time this evening. Do it on your time, not mine. The best thing for you to do is leave it at home, damn it, where you're going to be there when you get there.
Somebody told you something like that?
That was the bald man said. You better not call that letter and talk to him. He said you out of field. Yeah. Now, he just said, send me out to field. I ain't with on nobody damn job. Don't let him talk.
Who let
you
talk?
What?
Who let you let him talk? His old daddy. When you get to the end, you go to the rock. You keep back here. You don't need a lot of your time to light your cigarette, light a fire, for do nothing.
At the end of the road.
At the end of the road, when you get to where you just drove.
You mean Azor's daddy?
Azor's daddy.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
He's a worker, huh?
But this old man, he tell you quit. Be best for to leave him home. Damn it, where to be there when you get there. Well, I come from out there, he started letting us laugh and talk. I'm
saying
out here, too.
12 o'clock.
Then. And he been out there. I do mean him walk across the woods. When I spring back across the woods, he'll be all right. But when they come out there, I was saying, another girl pushed her. She said, do y'all girls know when a church song? All of us said, yeah. If you know, he said, the best spiritist I ever heard, the colored folks used to say they had a church not far from my mother's house when I was a little boy. But I like to hear some of my old songs now. I left the rest of them way in my room. He didn't want nobody to sing out here, didn't want nobody to talk or nothing. I said, we gonna do a good keys out here, just so he can get his weight done. And he got to the place, he come out there in the morning time. What's the girl want in the store? I don't know, I ain't never mind yet. When he come back about 10 or 11 o'clock, see one of the things stole for lunch, he'd bring a soda water and can and all that out there. But all the time, cool, you better ask him for a match.
He mean there's that much difference in him?
See, he had one time been a chain gang boss.
Oh.
And he thought he could wake people out in the free world and get on chain gang. There was an old phone up there in Gainesville, North Carolina. On 46th, I was working up there. And he crossed the white and the colored. Me and him had it was there in the morning. In the evening time, the Lincoln High School girls would come in and work when they get out of school and work at night. And on Saturday, they work. That Saturday morning, he told one girl that they used to get the dustpan in the room and go over there. Excuse me. When the girls get some shaking, that batch of sheets. Well, sweep up over there. She thought the broom dust down to me and give it to me. I looked at her. I said, well, I ain't got but two hands. I can shake sheets and sweep too. I said, so you got the sweep the broom and the dust pan, you sweep. So she went back and told me Tom or something. Anyway, he come over there cussing the red sand, wetting his fingers. I stopped and looked at her. I said, Thomas. I said, you brought a man, ain't you? Yeah, that's a child, you know. I was considering myself grown over, so I'm 18 years old. I said, and been married. I said, who hired me? And I said, you hired me. I said, you can ask me to do something. I said, don't send no child or come and tell me to do nothing. You come and tell me your goddamn self. Don't cuss at me. I said, well, you cursed me. I said, I'm going to tell you not to curse me. I said, well, I know when my time comes, I'm going to curse you, damn it, if I had to fight you. I said, this your job, because I was fired when you hired me. I was looking for a job. I said, now I'm still damn fired looking for a job. I said, I ain't got no piece of this laundry to be washed or cleaned or pressed or nothing else. With all my clothes at home, all these are gone. Now, you want these damn clothes, I don't want that flow swell. Cause you got enough here to do it. If ain't you, do it, you damn. Well, I can go home. He went on around the office, come back, stood there and look. You know what I want you to work at? I said, no, I don't. He said, see that iron gold, that's fine. And your iron's pretty good. About the scotch pretty good. Well, kill it on that iron bowl and help finish scorching them shirts and get them out. Then you work there until I save the money. I worked in Tamman on Wednesday. I worked at Wednesday. That Tuesday evening, two white girls about crying. I said, what's wrong with y'all? That old damn phone, he's so damn mean. He said, I don't want to come back some more. If it wasn't for Mama, I wouldn't come. I said, well, I got one more day. I said, he ain't gonna see me till I find my money. So, I ran at the end when I knocked on. I told them all, I said, well, so I'll see y'all payday. If I don't see you payday, I'll see you Monday morning, but not to work. About 15 players walked off at Wednesday. I said, I went by there and had knocked off. Couldn't get paid off at all, knock off. I used to run there a few minutes and talk to some women from Paradise. I said, well, I'll see y'all later. And of course, if I look at all my homeless face right now, it's me and him tired of fighting that two damn bells. And I can't stand it, I'm cursing too much. More especially, I'm working hard as I can. That Monday morning, I waited till about 9 o'clock before I went in. If I didn't cut down with work, I was going to work. He told me to meet the door wearing his famous cousin. I said, so I told you about that cousin.
Because
dogs
and
animals, not
you.
I said, humans,
it's
lying, because it's a dog. Oh, no more than pigs. You mean
it's
making
you
sick? I'm just as sick
as I
can be. I don't want no more eating from my damn bushes.
So, I said, I didn't come to rest. I came at them two quarters
for
me.
I
got down going to damn office.
I said,
I'm just
horrible. Can you just lose it?
I said, I quit Wednesday afternoon. I don't work on nobody's chain gang, and I'm not in the chain gang. I said, I know you've been a chain gang boss. And he's trying to run this laundry like it's a chain gang. I said, but he ain't got nobody to work if he's talking about me working like a chain gang. I said, them working like there's a bunch of damn fools. I ain't damn fools. And that Monday afternoon, Miss Homer walked out the office, she didn't go back. By Christmas time, he called for all of us to quit, because everybody by quitting was right. He started worrying me to come out, son, and worried about it, told my dad didn't die and leave me that damn laundry. But he wants
to
do it
himself. Oh, now, you didn't ever have anybody like that out here.
Mm-hmm.
Sam McCoon, he's the only one, and he just didn't want you to play around. He wanted you to get some work out of it.
He used to be Soviet there in Georgia.
Oh.
And he just done them people as he please.
Oh.
And he's always come to Florida and doing his little black deal horses and stuff.
He run a sawmill up in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And he's used to just ordering them around the way he pleases.
That's right.
Did you ever work for him? You knew him?
I was too small to work for him.
Oh, he
died. I didn't do too much work when I was
Oh, he died about that same time you talked about.
When did Sam McCoon die? 38, wasn't it? 37.
About that 39 you were talking about,
he
wasn't far from
38,
it.
Yes,
40.
It was in 40 when Sam McCool died.
I tell you what, Ms. Boyle bought this place up here about 39. And then she went on back to California. And he come there after she bought it.
That's right.
And he was there about a couple of years.
That's right.
And died there.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So the time she's talking about is like four years with that old man.
He had the simplest on the saddle for him.
He had everything. He was over till Sam Coon bought that place down there with John Christie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He followed me over at McBeaton.
Yeah.
And he's over there. He's over there. He's over there. He's over there. He's over there.
Was old man Mac Bateman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
McCool made up when he bought that place with John Christie in that big room. And he was
well, down there, Bowman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
John Christie still sit down there?
Yeah.
Down the back of where the old post office is.
Yeah. Now that's the old one.
He still is still in. All their children grown, I ain't
Now that's the old place. They name it after one of the other fellows that put in so many trees, orange trees.
Samson place. Yeah.
Samson. Now I don't know whether he bought that from Samson or not. I guess not. No, I guess not. Samson probably belonged to
him. He had all them rooms on there. He had a big packing house on there.
Samson.
That
was that his big packing house that they took down a year or two ago?
Well, the express one night was going through, and they left the switch unlocked, and still he keep the van really hit the sidetrack and went in the packing house.
Oh.
So we did see that people had, the ones that had to go out on Seaboard to make the river.
Oh. You remember that?
Well, I heard him talking about that.
She wasn't going
there. Yeah, you just heard him talking about it.
Mm-hmm. I see that ain't now. I see they used to get water. That train would roll in the road, she had to get water. That's the engineer said he was 30 minutes late, and he was going to pick up this 30 minutes, if he had to pick it up to hell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He
got behind time, had to stop in Rochelle for water.
All of them stopped there for water.
All of them stopped for water. And he said he going to pick it up, he had to pick it up in hell.
Yeah.
That half 30 minutes. And he just about done it that time.
He'll be
like, pick up his 30 minutes in hell.
Now, how
you going to
pick up
his
30 minutes
between
here and
Petersburg?
He'll pick it up. He'll pick it up.
You know, sometimes I think I'm just no count. Not having a garden.
Where you is? I
get more out of a garden than I would out of a farm.
You plant you some greens, beans, peas, and okra, and stuff like that. You can sell that anytime.
Yeah. Your neighbors.
Well, right now, if you have some okra, I'll buy some.
Your neighbors, they've got some corn up at the store.
Yeah, my sister-in-law told me yesterday about they had some corn down to the store. I bet it's so high you can't buy it.
Yeah, it's that little sweet corn they charge nickel a piece for it.
Well, that's not bad, huh? They're charging these big stores 5 cents a year. Some place you
can
get
10 yards
for
39
or
49
cents.
Yeah.
Sometimes they have it on special,
10 yards
for
49
right there.
Yeah. Just sometimes. I've been trying to get some butter beans they had up there, but I haven't been able to. Somebody always beats me to them. I haven't had any butter beans in a long time.
I'd like to have some fresh butter beans myself. Yeah.
Yeah. Any trouble and expense. If I had the money I put in that silage trench and that corn, I could pay off some of my debts.
Well, do that with the grist done one time.
What did he do? Now, Mr. Grace,
mm-hmm.
and he owed Mr. Thrasher, Mr.
Woods,
Mr. Christian, all of them.
Mm-hmm. So one time he got in the church, he got in his praying.
That's right. Children hadn't got time to do any of that now.
I ain't got time. God damn it, you're going to do it your damn self. Hell, I got to go.
Yeah, yeah. Right quick.
Get on out that door and go. And you better not try to whip him, dude. He's going to whip you or kill you one. Or then about a little better than a month ago now, I read the paper where a boy up in Tennessee or Kentucky, someone was up in there. Him and his mother had an argument, and his father was trying to chastise him about it. And he stabbed his father told him he was stomping. So he killed his mother, his father, and his granddaddy. And carried him out back of the house, took a tractor to carry him out back of the house, and buried him in a shallow grave. He went on to school that Friday, and then went to another town where his sister was, and spent the night with her and her family. And the next day, that Saturday, some old the kinfolks went out there and didn't see none of them, and they saw where the tracks had been up there to the house, and they followed the track trail, found them, buried on a little shallow grave. And then he admitted, told them why he could do it. And he wasn't but 13, he was 16 years old.
Well, let me ask you. You know over here, Jack, what's his name? You know, lives over there on Thomas Ranch.
Jake Davis.
Huh?
Jake Davis.
That name don't sound familiar. Maybe I never heard his last name. But anyhow, you know who I'm talking about. He's lived over there 30, 40 years.
That's Davis.
Davis, yes, Davis, sure. I didn't understand what you said.